Hey, yo, man, you don't need no beatbox.
I just know somebody to hurry on and rhyme,
so we get the cypher going.
Hello.
Who first? Like, nah, man, don't beatbox. Every time you beatbox, you got something to cypher.
Yeah, it's the Inland Empire, mid-90s. I'm close to a cypher, it ain't hard to find me. Kids claiming they freestyling, but they just reciting lines, especially this new dog wanna be beside me. On a normal Tuesday, I'm walking down the block. I heard a song from a truck that made my body stop. I'm like, that ain't Pop, that ain't Big, that ain't Nas. I gotta figure out who this is, yeah. It got me picking up the phone, calling the homies at home, like, have you heard this song? It went,
you got money, get your hands in the air.
Oh snap, he on Rap City now with Joe Claire. Boy, it was dope, like a breath of fresh air when he told a story. I felt like I was right there. I asked Pops for 10 bucks. He's like, boy, that's nonsense. I don't work hard to buy you explicit content. Damn. I'm kinda scared to go to the store and steal it though. You know a brother broke, so I just dug it from the radio. But the homie came through the next night with an album that became the soundtrack of my life.
Yesterday I felt
fresh, man.
Yesterday
it was beautiful.
Tomorrow,
you know, we want that real hip hop. That real hip hop. We want that real hip hop. That real hip hop. We want that real hip hop. That real hip hop. Everybody make noise for that real hip hop. I'm a little older, I'm in college now. And you know my favorite artist still holding down. Anytime we argue, best rappers alive, he's easily number one in my top five. The more I steal a style, I feel credibility. Cause every college student just wants an identity. If he's describing his life well, that's how I act. If he has an opinion where I don't, then insert that. But now insert the Lord, I'm changed now. Because I have different views, I find myself even caring about stuff on the news. My heart aches with these current affairs, it's harder to enjoy.
You got money, get your hands in the air.
The more I listen, the more I feel a mental battle. I recognize that his worldview is really shallow. His lexicon is money, sex, and cars. That's all we get. He kills on records, then he says it's entertainment really quick. That's pretty dangerous when you break it down. Plus, I notice even his music has the same sound. It's not much depth to his content and art. Me and my favorite artists are now growing apart. Dang.
Yesterday I fell in love. Yesterday
it was beautiful.
We
want that real hip hop. That real hip hop. We want that real hip hop. That real hip hop. We want that real hip hop. That real hip hop. Everybody make noise for that real hip hop. Now I'm a grown man with new burdens to bear, and this dude's still rapping
about. You got money, get your hands in the air.
Bruh, get out of here with that mess. There's a million other things that you can't address. This cat is close to 40 and he's still thugging. Well, at least that's the perception that he gives in public. I mean, I enjoy life like the next brother, but it seems he ain't growing up with the rest of us. Sometimes I just wanna know the truth about who's copying who, cause instead of reaching him, I think he'd rather be the youth. I wouldn't trip, but this is more than just a trend, cause his music and his brand promotes irresponsible men, cause they never had a father who could walk them through the content, teaching them the skill to discern all of the nonsense. They need extended adolescence so they can blow up. Hip hop, you're close to 50, when can we grow up?
Yesterday I fell in love.
I know he like it.
Yesterday I
still acting like he's 21.
Tomorrow I've had a job.
We want that real hip hop, that real hip hop. We want that real hip hop, that real hip hop. We want that real hip hop, that real hip hop. Everybody make noise for that real hip hop.